In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Queen of the Missions, Saint Joseph, Saint Boniface, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are celebrating today St. Boniface, who was a bishop and martyr. He is known also as the Apostle of Germany. St. Boniface, whose baptismal name was Winfrid, was born about the year 680 in Devonshire, England. From the age of 13, he was educated in the Benedictine Monastery of Exeter, where he later became a monk. He then passed on to that of Nursling in the Diocese of Winchester, which enjoyed a great reputation for learning. After some time, the abbot appointed him to teach. At the age of 30, he was ordained to the priesthood. With the permission of his abbot, Boniface went to Friesland in 716 in order to preach to the idolaters. His first attempt was unsuccessful, and he was obliged to return to England, where he was chosen abbot of his monastery, a dignity which he soon resigned. In 719, he went to Rome and presented himself to Pope Gregory II, begging authority to preach to the idolaters. The Pope, having seen the letters of his bishop, gave him ample power to preach the faith to the heathens in Germany. In 745, the saint chose Mainz as his episcopal see after he had established a number of dioceses in Germany. He ended his fruitful career by a glorious martyrdom in Friesland, where he had gone to preach the faith. His death occurred on June 5th, 755. It's interesting to we hear in the gospel today our Lord speaking about how he was sent by the Father to come to us, and how he was sent by the Father, and then he says to his apostles, he sends them, and he promises to send them the Holy Spirit to remind them of all that he said and did. And we hear here now today how St. Boniface was given the grace to be a missionary to Germany, and how he was English, and the English, as you know, received the faith through St. Augustine of Canterbury, who was a monk in Rome who was sent by the Pope at that time to go to England to bring the faith to the Angles. And then it's how now the English are sending missionaries to Germany and to Scandinavia to bring the faith to the heathens there. You know, the Holy Spirit is truly that Spirit that is sent out by the Father through the Son to bring everything back to Him. And so part of His missionary activity of the Holy Spirit is to send out the church, to animate the church by raising up missionaries like Saint Boniface and various other saints who've gone ahead of Him and who have gone after Him to bring the faith throughout the world. We can see how, you know, the faith was brought to us, to this land, by missionaries, Franciscans in particular, during the time of the Spanish and the Jesuits and the French. And then, you know, we sent missionaries to Africa, activities on the part of the church, and now Africa is sending missionaries throughout the world back to us because we don't have enough priests and to re-evangelize the West. But the Holy Spirit blows where it will, just like the wind, and it sent St. Paul to Rome, as we heard in the first reading. You know, he was sent to various places. And eventually, you know, he was enlightened by the Holy Spirit that he was going to go to Rome, where he would preach the faith to the Gentiles and establish himself there. And that's all part of the activity of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is as active today as he was in the time of the early church. And it's to the degree that we as Catholic Christians listen to the Holy Spirit, both for knowing what our particular vocation is to be in life, and within every vocation, you might say, is part of our mission. You know, whether it be called to the married state, then we know that the mission that we have is to, you know, to bring about, if God wills, a family and to educate those children in the faith. If we're called to be a priest or religious, we have that mission that is there, that is, you know, I know that the Holy Spirit sent me here because I have the vow of obedience. And so we can just be as confident today as the time of St. Paul was, or St. Boniface, that if we're open and we are attentive to the promptings of the Spirit, and especially as it speaks to us through the authority of the Church and through the various activities that the Church has, and our particular institute, or if we're in a religious institute, we are just as much, and can be, and ought to be as much instruments of the Holy Spirit as they are and as they were and as Our Lady is, you know, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who was always moved and prompted by the Holy Spirit in everything she did. Let us pray in a special way as we approach Pentecost, that we will be more attentive to the Holy Spirit working in our lives, that like Our Lady, we will be very docile to whatever the Spirit prompts us to do, whether it be through the authority that is in our life, the legitimate authority, or those particular personal promptings that the Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us in our hearts. And the only way we're going to hear those promptings or those movements is if we spend time in prayer, if we spend time listening to the Holy Spirit. Today, St. Paul heard the Spirit speak to him, even inspired him how to confuse his enemies who were out to get him by having him cause an argument between the Sadducees and Pharisees, confusing his own enemies because they couldn't even agree on simple matters that they had between themselves. But we know that the Holy Spirit wants to use us. We have much work to do in our world today to bring Christ and the gospel to those around us, especially as we are living in a neo-heathen, you want to call it, neo-pagan world. We have, like St. Boniface, you know, much work to do. And he did so with great confidence and with great charity. You know, even though he failed the first time, he was not going to let that discourage him. He was still wanting to bring the faith to those who were worshiping false gods, and even worked a miracle. It is said that St. Boniface, I believe it was the saint who they tied him to one of their sacred oaks. These worshiped this tree, and he challenged them that, you know, he would show them that this tree was not a god, and so they tied him to the tree and chopped it down. And as the tree was ready to fall and was going to crush him, he made the sign of the cross, and the tree turned and fell on the other side so that he was on top of the tree instead of on the underneath it. And it convinced the pagans that that he was representing the true God. So today we can have that same confidence to know that if God needs to, he can work a miracle. But we need to do what is in our power, to do what we can to live our faith in our world today, to be witnesses to those around us. And if God needs to, he can even work a miracle to assist us in our work. We should, first and foremost, rely on the grace and the miracle that we can live a life of grace, a life of holiness in the midst of a world that is very much decadent and unholy in many ways. We can be, though, that bright light and that shining example to those around us if we just put into practice what we have received from the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.